When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2894. Courage is doing what you really want to do, even when you're scared, by Mai Wiseman with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors or websites. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Courage is doing what you really want to do, even when you're scared. By Mai Wiseman with tinybuddha.com. It's only 9:25 on a Saturday morning and I feel myself welling up already. I know this is difficult. This might just be some of the hardest stuff he's ever had to do. I'm there on the sidelines watching him. I know him so well by now, and all of his little giveaways, his eyes looking for mine, fidgeting. We've agreed that he'll give it a chance because he really wants to do this. Really, really. There's no doubt about that. But in order to get what he wants, he needs to show up. He needs to be present, get out of his comfort zone, and feel the insecurity, the nervousness, and all this new stuff. It's not my job to ensure that he's always inside his comfort zone and let him stay there forever. It's my job to be by his side every single time he exits his comfort zone, his safe place where everything is familiar, easy, and nice. And then the tears come, a mix of being oh so proud and me seeing myself in him. Whew, I take a deep, deep breath. He's running toward me, throwing himself in my arms and cuddling up for a deep hug. Mom, I'm actually a bit scared. There's so much noise and I don't even know all these other kids. He hugs me a bit harder. We sit like this for a few minutes until I feel him relaxing. All right, out you go. Just do another 5 minutes, I tell him, cheering him on. You can always come back for another hug, but we'll stay here until the game finishes, so get out there and play. We had 5 lovely hugs in 2 hours, and when we got in the car to go home, he was a very, very proud 5-year-old boy. Mom, did you see my goal? I sure did, sweetheart. Let's wind back time 7 days to when I was on a plane to London feeling excited, anxious, nervous, a knot in my stomach, and curious. I was on my way to a big conference with a whole lot of people I didn't know. Oh, I almost don't even want to go. Why does it have to be like this every time I do something new? I said this to my husband, all snuggled up in a big hug before we got in the car for them to drop me off at the train station. What's part of the game, baby? You know that. And remember that you feel this way every single time and you go through with it and feel awesome. You feel proud for going through with it, for being brave, and for learning all this new stuff. I know, my husband is a very wise man. My point, whether you're 5 years old and about to play your first indoor football match, feeling super nervous but really wanting to learn how to play football, or you're 37 years old and going to a big conference in London about to meet some of the world's leading teachers and have a private dinner with them, it takes courage. Don't let it fool you though. Courage is not the same as an absence of fear. In no way. Courage is doing what you really want to do, even if it scares you to death. Like this, me writing this blog post to you, telling you very openly and honestly about my own vulnerability. Telling you how I feel when I have to do something I haven't done before. Courage is taking teeny, tiny steps in the right direction, even though sometimes that really is freaking terrifying to do. And sometimes you need to go back for another hug and just soak up a little bit more of that security before you make room for another tiny little step. The courage that makes you an inch closer to where you want to be. The courage that makes you, in 1 year, closer to the goal you visualize than you are today. Courage is also required when you're being honest in a relationship. It's being brave enough to say what your heart knows is right, but you know might upset your partner. Being brave enough to say what you're missing the most, even though you're afraid that your partner might see this as criticism and might snap at you. Saying the one thing that makes you so vulnerable and gives your partner the possibility of hurting you. Being brave enough to take a step in that direction that enables you and you as a couple to, in 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, be even closer to the relationship you long for and the relationship you know deep down in your heart is right. Courage is doing something you wouldn't normally do despite the fact that you'd much prefer to do what you usually do. It's courageous to be brave enough to pursue something better. It's brave to put in a hardcore effort to get closer to your goal. Whether it's indoor football for juniors, a conference in London, a better relationship, a better job, or the courage to be bold enough to work on getting more quality into your life in general, it all requires courage. And it requires you to be brave and that you act. Just one step at a time, teeny, tiny steps in the right direction. You know what the next step for you is right now. Take that step. Yes, it's a challenge, but be courageous. You just listened to the post titled, Courage is Doing What You Really Want to Do Even When You're Scared by Mai Wiseman with tinybuddha.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Mai, a guest writer on Tiny Buddha. Tiny Buddha has been helping people heal, grow, and find peace since 2009. The site features stories and insights from people of all ages from all over the globe. So for daily wisdom, follow Tiny Buddha on Twitter and Facebook at Tiny Buddha, or Instagram at Tiny Buddha Official, or subscribe to the blog at tinybuddha.com/list. And be sure to check out Tiny Buddha's Inner Strength Journal, Creative Prompts and Challenges to Help You Get Through Anything, which is available on Amazon. One thing I'll note about courage is that I think we all do things that other people would find courageous. I'm sure that you see others doing things and wonder how they do it. This is probably even more true with social media these days. But then at the same time, you might think that you yourself are not really all that courageous, but I'm sure you are, just in a different way. So as an example, maybe you have a child. I don't, and I definitely think it takes a ton of courage to have one. Maybe you have a job in which you make presentations. I know plenty of people who would find that extremely courageous. Maybe you have an illness. Again, courageous. And maybe you don't share those things or think of them as courageous, but they are. So don't forget that. But that should do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. It means a lot to me. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.